Hello, my name is Carolyn. And I'm going to have fun tonight. What I want to do is do a sort of a short set of poetry compared to what it could be, and then do a short set of music. And then after that, we're going to have the dance band, Sluggo's Mom. Yay. So, I'm going to call upon somebody to help me with this first poem. A while back, I don't remember exactly when it was, but the Holden Primary School invited some of us to come and do poetry reading and short stories. And so for that event, I wrote a couple of poems. And one of them, the primary school kids memorized, but that was a long time ago. And so I asked one of the more gifted writers in the village to come and help me do this poem, Emily Wiersma. Come on up. This is called Curious Obsession, and it goes like this. Yum, yum, buy me a gumdrop, please. Make it red, cherry red, and I'll eat it in bed, or stick it on my head. But buy me a gumdrop now, please. Thank you. Okay, this is the other one that I wrote for that auspicious event. And it's a haiku. So I wanted to do it to demonstrate what a haiku is. Of course, they already long since knew that. But a haiku is, first line is 5 syllables, second line is 7 syllables, and then the third line is 5 syllables. My luminous tears flow on the soul's sacred ground. Spirit flowers grow. I wanted to tell you that I want you to save your roaring applause for the end. I really don't like going to poetry sessions and feeling the anxiety of, you know, oh golly, what's the appropriate response to do now after this poem? So just do nothing until it's all over, and then that's your cue to clap. This one's called Thinking About My Baby. You know, I should have a, is there a music stand somewhere around here? There's one. Thank you, Jaime. All right. This is called Think About My Baby. Think about leaving my lover. Think about leaving my man. Think about leaving my friend. Yes, yes. Think about leaving again. This one's called The End. He called me up, drunker than a skunk. He told me he was clean in his anger. I told him no, he got dirty in it. He said he knew himself better than I. I said, bottom line, I can't take the strain. He said, okay, goodbye. Okay, goodbye. Love me tender, love me true. Let's part now before I hate you. Okay, goodbye. Okay, goodbye. This one's called This Year I Have No Valentine, and let me just preface this by saying that I spent a chunk of time being unemployed before I hit a gold mine. But during the time of that unemployment, I used to hang out at a coffee shop in St. Paul and chain smoke and write cover letters. And then when I was sick of doing that every day, then I'd write poetry. So I'm going to read you a couple of them that came out of that experience, that time frame. And this one, This Year I Have No Valentine, was written the day before Valentine's Day. Quarter to two, coffee for one, grown cold as I sit alone in the coffee shop, waiting for no one. Reading old poems of passions and fears, I reflect like an old woman on memories distant and fading, the yellowing snapshots of a life that was mine. Snow softly sifts down, embracing a world preparing for the day of hearts and lovers. And I read old poetry and spend one times while I sit alone in the coffee shop waiting for no one. Man in the coffee shop. There he sits. What just happened? There he sits, two tables away, intently reading a book of poetry. He doesn't feel my stroking glances. He can't hear my thoughts, thank God for that. My imagination quickens as my paper novel mind explores the possibilities of a passionate pas de deux held by the hands that caress the pages of his own romantic journey. On a quiet Friday afternoon in the coffee shop, my private love affair with a stranger swirls and flows away as I drain the dregs of my cafe au lait. I do tend to write about stuff along a theme here, I guess. This one's called Unspoken Crush. Would you kiss me, please? I promise I have no cooties. If you could do it now, it'd be even better yet, because I have a bet with myself that you will be too scared, and then it will pare me to the bone, because don't you see, I'm trembling at the sound of the honing of my heart's sharp knife. Ooh.
tree.
This next one actually happened. It's called Blue Moon. Once in a blue moon, I stand and watch my skybound sister's moves. Last night, she called me to watch her night tracks for an hour and a half. I had not stood long before a stranger joined me in my moon watch. Rooted to our spots, shoulder to shoulder, faces uplifted to her light. We watched her slowly climb the sky until she reached out and gently kissed the mountaintop. At that very moment, my mind's phantasmal delight urged me to ask the stranger to kiss me like the moon. But I didn't, and I walked away with a single backward glance, catching a wince on the face of my sister moon. This next one came from a dream. The first two lines are what I woke up with. So it's like, okay, I'm going to do this, but it's going to make it so that folks are going to say, now what the heck does that mean? So you're just going to have to flow with it because you probably aren't going to, well, whatever, who knows? It's called On the Slopes of Vesuvius. Janus, what is to become of us? In last summer's sun, I walked barefoot on the east slope meadows. Trillium tickled between my toes. Primrose pollen clung to the tip of my nose. And above my left ear, a chamomile placed so delicately in a lover's ritual. Months have passed. It is winter, and my only warmth comes from memories. The color, the texture, the scent of him, and the meadow, and the mountain. My fine summer warrior love, the gods have their plans for you. And now, fully cloaked for winter, I sense through the thick leather thongs on my feet the first lion heartbeats of Vesuvius. And I wonder, Janus, what is to become of us? This is called Woman of Substance. She commands her internal land and knows the meaning of her days and nights. She gleans the gold from the teeth of life's shark bites and takes it to her heart room to mold it into beauty. She cups within her hands the statuesque figure of knowledge and seems to take delight in the fight to possess this, her greatest work of art. Celebrate her, this timeless woman. She is in the heart of your mother, your sister, your daughter, your friend. See her in each woman you meet, and she will rise to greet you. Okay, I'm going to put the mic up now so it's going to rattle. This is where you get to be the percussion. Let's see if we can do this. Geez, George, what a crying shame. You've been playing so good without knowing the game. Hey now, man, I be showing you the line. If you wants to cross on over it, you gots to be blind. And I say, look out now, you ain't dealing with no fool. If he wants to keep this baby, you just gots to be cool. I say your feet can dance, but I ain't nobody's floor. I'd be dancing fine myself while you're out there looking for more. Come on. Hey. And I tell you, hey now, man, I be showing you the line. If you wanna cross on over it, you sure ain't gonna be nine. Singing, hey now, man, I be coming into my own. And I don't need no man to be messing with my home. So I tell you, be gone now, and don't come knocking at my door. I'd be fine without you, baby, I'd be better than before. Come on, let's go. But I tell you, come on now, if you wants to play with me. But you got to know the rules, babe, so you don't be toying with me. And I tell you, look out now, you ain't dealing with no fool. If he wants to keep this baby, you just got to be cool. There you go. All right. All right. Thank you. All right, now. This is where one of the more phenomenally gifted musicians on the planet is going to help me. Mark Douglas, fondly known as Dark. And I'm going to sing a few standards. Just a few. And then we're going to have the dance band. Is that how we had the reverb on before? Yes? Okay. All right, so the first one we're going to do is New York State of Mind. Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood, hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. But I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind. I've seen all those movie stars, fancy cars and limousines. I've been high in the Rockies or under the evergreens. But I know what I'm needing, and I don't need to waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind. It was so easy living day by day, out of touch with the rhythm and blues. Now I need a little give and take. The New York Times and the Daily News. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. comes down to reality. But it's fine with me, 'cause I let it slide. I don't care if it's Chinatown or up on Riverside. I don't have any reasons, 'cause I've left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind. Ooh, I don't have any reasons, 'cause I left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind. I'm in a new New York. I'm in a new New York. I'm in a new New York. I'm in a New York state of mind. Yeah. Thanks. I'm glad that's over with. Put the shaky one first. Okay, now, when I was a little kid, and also for a long time after that, I guess, I grew up in a home where everybody was a musician. And my mama was a concert pianist, and she was also an organist. And my daddy was a cellist. And he also liked to play a couple tunes for fun on the piano, and he'd do it in Baroque fashion. It would be just full of notes. And one of them was T for Two, and then the other one was this one, Tenderly. So I was just pleased as punch when we ran across it in the jazz book. That's what we're going to do now, Tenderly. Trembling trees embraced the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by, and lost in a forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms opened wide and closed me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly. Thank you. The shore was kissed by sea and mist tenderly. I can't forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms opened wide and closed me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly. Thank you, Daddy. See, I forgot if I, you know, when I put these together, I forgot if it gelled with what I said to you. That's why I'm checking on each of them. Mind like a sieve. My funny Valentine. My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Looks are laughable, unphotographable. Then Greek is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak. Are you change a hair for me? Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Day is Valentine's Day. Less than Greek is your mouth a little weak when you open up to speak. Are you smart? But don't change a hair for me. Not if you care for me. Okay, this one's called True Love. Sort of again along a theme here. And lyrics and music by Cole Porter. However, I first became aware of it in a Tammy movie. I give to you, and you give to me, true love, true love. So on but to give to you, and to give to me, love forever true,
for you, you and I, we have a guardian angel. On high, with nothing to do.
Yes, you and I have a guardian angel on high, with nothing to do.
Well, I give to you, and you give back to me, true love.
So on and on, it will always be true. Thank you.
but to give to you and to give to me. True love, true love.
And from now on it will always be
love forever, true.
Yeah.
Mark Douglas, amazing man. Okay.
Moving right along.
Where's my kid?
Speaking of amazing men, there he is.
All right, Jordan Horner is going to join us on this next one, playing jazz sax on Satin Doll. Cigarette holder, which wigs me over her shoulder. She digs me out, catting my satin doll. Baby, shall we go out skipping? Careful, amigo, you're flipping. Speaks Latin, that satin. A room there, telephone numbers. Well, you know, doing my rumbas with Uno and that and my satin Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now, we're going to probably pause just for a teensy tiny bit to get Sluggo's mom in place. That's the dance band, the garage band, the rock on out band. So stay tuned.